Charlie Sun came to the United States from Taiwan at age 8.
When I came over, when I was in second or third grade, I noticed my Chinese abilities stopped at third grade. So I don't know if it's psychology or just, you know, when you're younger, you absorb it better.
Charlie's married now and has 3 daughters. At home, the family speaks English. Charlie's wife is not Chinese, but the couple decided before they had kids that they wanted their family to embrace Charlie's heritage.
I want them to have the same language, be able to speak and write a little bit, and have the culture, and make some friends.
That's why all his kids go to the Chinese school of Greater Kansas City.
So here in Kansas City, it's not a lot of places where you can go to have a gathering of 200 Chinese people around. So this is, you know, we come here every Sunday for that.
About a dozen kindergartners sit in a sunny classroom learning the sounds of Chinese. Like more than 400 other students in the Kansas City area, they come to a Chinese school every Sunday. Most of their families have roots in China or Taiwan. Yang Wen is the principal of the school. He came here 25 years ago from Taiwan.
Our mission is trying to raise kids' interest in Chinese language and culture. So we expect when they bring their children come over here, we like to have them to know more about our cultural variety. So we provide them different kind of approaches.
And the school isn't exclusively about language. Kids can learn Chinese yo-yo and karate, celebrate the Moon Festival and the Chinese New Year, and even take Chinese art classes. Yang Wen thinks being bilingual offers kids an advantage in an increasingly globalized society.
The most important thing is, like I said, this world has become smaller, and now there are a lot of business opportunity or visiting opportunity to Asia, especially in China, and they speak Chinese and Mandarin, so this will help them to understand, to know the country better.
At Charlie Sun's house, Chinese is important, but has a specific place in their family life. When his 10-year-old daughter Sienna is working on Chinese homework, she knows her dad's serious about it.
Like, my dad sometimes comes home and, like, talks to us in English, but then when my dad comes into the subject of doing Chinese, he talks to us in Chinese when we're doing Chinese homework and everything like that and Chinese stuff.
Naturally, it's easier just to speak English at home. So this way, you don't have to repeat yourself. It's a challenge to have to explain why Chinese is important to the kids. You know, over a billion people in China speak Chinese. So by demand, there's a lot of people in the world that speaks Chinese.
He'd like to bring his kids back to Taiwan someday for a vacation. Sienna says she's getting better at Chinese, but talking to people in Taiwan would be challenging.
I would probably know half of what they're saying because I know, like, really easy words and some maybe, like, complicated words. But some of them, like, I speak really slowly trying to think of what words are, like, mean and stuff. And so, like people who actually know, like, are from Taiwan and stuff, they know how to speak, like, really fast. So it's kind of hard for me to understand sometimes, too.
Non-Chinese families who have adopted Chinese children come to Chinese schools too, like Joni Porter and her 3 daughters. When Porter adopted each of the girls, she promised they would learn about their cultural roots.
I think whether they're Chinese parents or, you know, American parents with Chinese kids, we're all there for the same reason.
13-year-old Sarah says it can be tough to work on Chinese homework without parents who speak Chinese.
I think it's kind of hard for us to, like, know if we're saying it right because if we're, like, we don't have anyone to correct us, so we could be saying the wrong thing, like, and then we wouldn't even know it until a week later. And by that time, we would have already, like, memorized it.
But they also have fun with it. Sarah enjoys teaching her best friend how to say things in Chinese.
First, I taught her how to count from 1 to 10 in Chinese. And then I taught her how to say you have a rat up your nose in Chinese, so we've always been, like, saying that together.
Even when both parents speak Chinese, teaching it to the kids can be a challenge. Jessica Yin and her husband are both Chinese, so at home, they only speak Chinese with their kids. Even then, she found that teaching her older kids the language herself was difficult to do.
So I tried to teach them Chinese at home, but it seems like it's not as easy as here, because they have the structure already set up so they can follow.
Her 8-year-old daughter, Ingrid Lee, learned simplified Chinese at the Kansas City Chinese Language School in Olathe. That's the written language used in mainland China.
你好,我的名字是李小雪.
Ingrid speaks Chinese and says she's pretty good at it, but it's still difficult sometimes.
I have to think in English, but it's kind of hard, even though I know how to say it. It's just hard for me to get the words out.
Michelle Liu is a 6th grade teacher at the Kansas City Chinese Language School. She says fluency will come with practice. Her main goal with students is to get them to a point where they can function in a Chinese language environment.
I want them basically increase their common sense about Chinese language. I mean, basically, if they can go back to China, they can read a sign on the road and read a sign on the shop and go anywhere, they can do some basic communication, which can be really helpful.
Liu isn't the only one with that practical outlook. For many of the families at Chinese schools, becoming bilingual is about more than preserving the past. It's preparing for the future. For Casey Currents, I'm Beth Lipoff.